It's Wednesday night. It's American Idol night. And then there were four. Final four on American Idol. And we'll talk about it here on the DonkeyTaco.com podcast. Reed Kerr here with me, as always. Lovely wife, Kimberly.
Howdy.
We're down to the final four. And I will say this before we start. I have changed my opinion on who I think winds up maybe winning this. Dun, dun, dun. Tonight.
I'm on pins and needles.
All right. Well, that's because we don't have much room in here, and you're standing on my pen and needle collection. So, connection? Pardon me. Okay, tonight it
Pardon
was...
him. He actually had to get up at a human hour today.
Oh, shut up. So, tonight we're down to four, and they're keeping us strung out for an hour and a half, so everybody gets two songs and a vignette and a meeting with Gaga. And that was a very loud vehicle. Could you hear that through the headphones?
Yes, I could.
One of the Transformers just drove by outside. Did you hear that? Wow.
I think they're racing garbage trucks up and down our street.
I wonder when we'll get... Well, maybe that was in one of the Jackass movies. Maybe.
Actually, we had a garbage truck on our street this morning when I was going to work.
What is this? Is Wednesday? Occasionally, they come by and pick up some big stuff on Wednesdays, I think. I've seen them before. I don't know. I always see them come by right after I remember I didn't take the trash out. So, okay, American Idol... We start with inspirational songs, and then we go to the Lieber Stoller songs that really most of us don't know. So,
that's well, we know the songs, but we don't know the songwriters.
We didn't know they were all together. Yes. Very odd choice for this late in the season.
I think so, too. I don't really understand why they make these kids sing these really old songs.
Mm-hmm. It's not the target audience of American Idol. It's not something that the kids know
about. Do you think
it's
because they're cheap?
We talked on the other podcast about how Fox might have spent all their rights money on getting Friday for Glee this week, and instead they're stuck with, what do we got? How about Hound Dog? Let's get Hound Dog. We could get that for a couple of bucks. Okay, so who started us off inspirationally?
James.
But James. Very interesting thing about James's performances tonight. He opened and closed the show. I don't remember that happening before, and that indicates to me that they are pretty well sold out on James, because you always want your starting and ending of the show to be the biggest.
They did it in exact opposite order. I mean, like, James went first, and Haley went last.
Right, and then they flipped it
over. And then they flipped it, and like, Haley went first, and James went last.
So they're treating American Idol like we treat our fantasy football drafts?
Pretty much.
That's nice of them.
It's like James got to take a nap during the show, go out for dinner.
James was up. I guess like it was like when American Idol had Adam Lambert on there, and people would come by just to see Lambert. So they give James the first song, and then he goes to the green room and waits while everybody else has to perform.
God, do you remember the year that Adam Lambert was performing and American Idol went over?
Yes.
And it just totally cut off. Was it the night he sang Mad World?
It might have been.
It was one of his big ones. Oh, yeah. And it was just like people were freaking out, including me.
Because you can't do that. I know DVRs aren't smart enough to catch that. Mm-hmm. You got to produce that show better than that. Yeah, that was. They had a couple of miscues that year. They've cleaned that up. You know, Fox has one show that we all watch. They need to have that. Those trains need to run on time.
Yeah, and a lot of shows that apparently no one watched because they canceled them all today.
How could you people not watch Breaking In? It was funny. It had classic Christian Slater on it. It had the guy from Reaper. It had one of the guys from The Whitest Kids You Know, the comedy troupe. It was funny.
It was a funny show.
It was, okay, it was like Leverage, except without Timothy Hutton and with Christian Slater basically playing his grown-up character from Heathers. How could it go wrong?
He actually said greetings and salutations.
Yeah, and when it happened, that's one of those moments where we both look at each other and went, oh, okay. It's like when we're watching Glee and it says Charlotte Ross on the show, and we both look at each other and go, really? We had forgotten about that. Okay, so James starts us off, and he goes Journey. Our buddy Michael Hetrick pointed out tonight that apparently Fox is invested in Journey because there's always somebody singing a Journey song one week or the other. It's Glee, it's here.
Journey's been really popular in the last 5 years or so. You know, the season finale of The Sopranos,
yes.
Don't Stop Believin'.
The most...
Just totally fade to black.
Worst moment ever, yes.
It's like, don't stop. And that's it. And that's all you got.
Yeah, they didn't even want to run the ending credits, but HBO made them. Why don't we have a Journey night? if Carole King can get a night.
Journey would be an awesome night. Journey, and most people know those songs even.
Right. Journey had, I know they had one greatest hits album at the late 80s, but I mean, if you, you know, you're talking about probably 10 to 12 songs that even casual fans know. Faithfully,
the only thing
arms.
I can think of is that it's too expensive. Mm-hmm.
Steve Perry is a bit of a wanker from what I've seen on the, behind the musics. He keeps thinking they can't replace him, and they keep going out and finding kids that sing just like him. God bless them.
And this time they've even gone to, like, the Philippines.
Yeah, the Filipino find, Steve Perry. He could sing his tail off.
Yeah, he sure can.
I thought James did a decent job on it.
It was good. It wasn't great.
I think we're spoiled by James.
I think so. And both songs tonight, I kind of felt like he started out a little high. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, I don't know. It didn't feel natural.
That's a good point. Because to me, James, when James was at his most effective was when he was singing the song that he sang, he started a cappella. I've been talking about that for weeks.
Will You Still Love Me?
Yes. And he started that right in the middle of his range, and then he built up to it. That's the thing. You gotta, if you have that range, you can't start there. You gotta wind up to it.
Right.
And I agree. He did that. You wanna just, let's do both songs, not traipse all the way through
okay.
here. So he did that to start with, and then he closed with Love Potion number 9, which I thought was good, but not great. It's just a song. It's not,
yeah.
Didn't have a great range. It was like when he did heavy metal. He sounded good singing it. He sounded professional, but it's not a song that shows off your range. It's a song. It's a song you've probably heard of. It's not, you know, people aren't lining up to cover it still, but it is a song that's, he did sound good on, but he didn't.
But what were their choices?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously they had more than 4 songs.
Yeah,
they
had a couple. They're in the Hall of Fame. I'm surprised we didn't get a Jailhouse Rock or a Hound Dog out of it.
Mm. Yeah, I could see James doing Hound Dog or something, mm-hmm. or Jailhouse Rock. I mean, because they're kind of, you know, up tempo songs. Surprised that Scotty didn't do it. We'll talk about Scotty in a minute.
Scotty's up next. Is he?
No, Haley was up next.
Oh, poor Haley.
I did find it funny that, I mean, Scotty was totally, we're not talking about Scotty,
nah,
sorry.
We'll save Scotty for later. Anything else on James?
No, not really. I didn't really have a lot to say about James
good,
tonight.
Good, but not outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't really a lot to gripe about, wasn't really a lot to be happy about. I mean, I hope that he doesn't like end up going home. I want him to stick around, yeah. But.
No, we're kind of spoiled by him. He was good. If that was his first performance of the year, we'd go, hey, this guy's got the distance. But it's his 10th, 9th, start with 13 down to 4.
Well, I would have liked for him to have done like a up-tempo song and then a slower song. You know, not both of them, you know.
Right. Yeah, and he hasn't done a lot of slower songs that I remember. He's a rocker.
No, that's fine. But okay, so next up was Haley.
Oh, Haley.
As soon as she said the Earth song, which I actually like the Earth song. I don't remember it being like a huge hit for Michael Jackson, but
I don't think it was.
Anything you ever see with Michael Jackson, actually after he died and they did some kind of tribute to him on one of the award shows, they played the Earth song and had some kind of 3D video playing. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was 3D, and like all of us at home are like, okay, no one sent us 3D glasses in the mail, so this all looks like crap. But yeah, I mean, I do like the Earth song, but as soon as she said that, I was like, oh my God, this is not going to go well. But you know, she actually started it off okay. You know, it's a very soft song, kind of an emotional song. And I was really wondering how she was going to do the, you know, you know, that. And
that was kind of Immigrant Song you just did right there. Very nice. It was
what?
Zeppelin, the Immigrant Song.
Oh, I don't
know. Forget it.
Okay.
I'll get it for you for your birthday this week.
Oh, thanks.
On vinyl.
She started it off, but like halfway through, she started that growling crap.
Right.
And, you know, she and Casey just could not stay away from that. Yeah. And it was almost like a screaming, growling, you know, through the chorus. And I was just like, why, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't care for it at all.
Right. And the judges, except for Stephen, who cares for everything.
Stephen is just an idiot. He really is. I mean,
I think
Jennifer Lopez and Randy both were, Haley seems to be the only one that they can give constructive right. criticism to. 'Cause as you said, I don't think they like her. You know, Jennifer Lopez, she didn't come out and say, you know, that really sucked. But she was just like, you know, at this point, you know, we mentioned to you before, you really need to be aware of your song choices and blah, blah, blah. Randy was a little bit more harsh. He told her that he felt like she was screaming.
I do appreciate now listening to Randy kind of take the lead on some things. I like the way he can work the word yo into any situation. You know, a lot of times it's just, yo, it's just in a cry for attention. It's like, yo, I'm going to be talking, yo. And sometimes it's like, I'm excited about you, yo. And then like with Haley tonight, it was, you know, it was like this, there's something a little bit wrong. Yo, it's a little bit off. I think Randy, if Randy came home and like his front door had been kicked in and there was blood all over his den, he'd be peeking around corners going, yo, yo, yeah, it. That's his word, yo. That's it. Every occasion. And then you get those two, and then you get to Steven. And, okay, I'm going to go ahead and blaspheme here because everybody loves Steven Tyler this year. He's a simpleton on this show. Mm-hmm. He just spits out sexual innuendo and old jokes, basically, because he's 60. And lead singers are stars. What do stars want to be? How do they want people to feel about them? They want to be loved. That's why they're singers. That's why Steven Tyler has a wardrobe that's not from this planet. That's why nobody wants to give the hard criticism and have people take a stand against you. Go, I didn't like Steven Tyler, what he said about Haley. Nobody does that. They're singers because they want to be stars, and only rarely do you get, you know, like when Katy Perry was on, she was pretty good. Katy Perry seemed like she had really fought her way through some stuff when she was taking it out of the contestants. Harry Connick was good when he was on there. Tyler, no. And people are just loving him. He's got a new album, or at least a new single coming out.
And
he's,
a book.
And he's got a book that's probably number one right now. He's on the cover of People magazine. He ain't going to say anything that's going to make anybody angry. He's not going to lose any of that fan base. You were great. When you turn 16, I'll start harassing you. That's about it. That's all
he's not doing her any favors, though. I mean, as Randy is, you know, still talking, Steven's saying, they're wrong. He says, you know, don't listen to those two. Mm-hmm. The audience gets you. The, you know, America gets you. You know, just don't listen to them. They don't know what they're talking about. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah. Then before they go to the second round, they bring all four of them out and they ask Randy, you know, who's...
No, wait a minute. What?
They started with J-Lo, right?
Yeah, but you know, you're kind of skipping ahead.
Well, I just wanted, since we're talking about Haley, I wanted to bring that up because that was a fairly awful moment for Haley.
I know.
Where Randy basically tells her that
what Ryan said was like, who do you think is like, you know, did the best tonight?
Who did the best? And he said, it's a tie
between James, Lauren, and Scotty.
Yeah, that was pretty cold. Yo, that was pretty cold.
That was cold-blooded.
Yes. God, that reminds me of one of my favorite Bobby the Brain Heenan lines. He was talking about some song, and he said, that's my second favorite song of all time. All of the rest are tied for first. That's what it was. Basically, I single everyone out except you, Haley, because everybody else did well, and you sucked.
Oh, the look on her face. I felt sorry for her.
And these people are too young to have me sucker punched on television like that for the rest of their lives. But he did it. And then she's got to turn right around and come on back out. With the next song.
But.
And that next song was the, what is she, the Lieber Stoller song for her.
I Who Have Nothing.
I thought she really did well on that.
I thought she did too.
And they recognized that. They threw her the bone.
A standing ovation.
Right.
Which isn't that what they did last week with the House of the Rising Sun? They totally just like decimated her on her first song.
Yeah.
And then the second song is like, oh, Haley, we love you now. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jennifer's just like, I know you were really mad. You know, we have to be hard on you, baby. We have to be hard on you, baby. You know, and you probably went backstage and you were mad and, you know, you came back out and, you know, baby. I wanted to punch her in the throat because she, baby, everybody's baby.
She's a singer. Singers want to be loved.
No, and I do like Jennifer Lopez.
And Randy Jackson's a bass player. He didn't give a damn. As long as the check cashes, he is fine.
Yeah, I was, you know, laughing at James kind of sucking up to Randy. Like, oh, you know, this. You probably know this song, Randy. Wearing a Journey t-shirt and...
Well, Randy wasn't in Journey. He just played with Journey. He was, when Ross Valerie left the band, he was the session guy that they came in and, you know.
Yeah, he was never part, you know, he was never part of the band. He was just.
He's just a session musician. Yeah. And he's a good one, but I mean, he's a bass player. It's like,
did you notice that Randy actually pointed out that James was wearing like the, you know, the coat with tails.
Yeah.
Like Steven Tyler always wore, Steven Perry always used to wear.
Oh, Steve Perry. Where are you now,
All Steve? These Stevens are confusing me.
Okay, so Haley, I thought, did better the second time around, but I just can't shake the feeling she's gone.
Well, I don't know. In a way,
I don't
think
they've liked her for weeks.
Yeah. It kind of cracked me up. Lady Gaga, you know, when she was talking to her and stuff, she gave her some advice about being a little bit more dramatic, which not a big surprise coming from her.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lady Gaga, which I do like, she this evening...
Nice of her to dress like an albino lemur, wasn't it?
That was great. We had kind of mentioned that, and I was like, wouldn't it be really awesome if she came in there just dressed totally normal?
Yeah.
You know, that would be shocking for her.
Sweatpants and a baggy
t-shirt. Instead,
she
comes in, you know, dressed like the love child of Cruella de Vil and Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was a lot of dark, dark black on that. And that at one point when she was talking and she had that thing around her neck, the whatever that was, I was terrified that while I was watching it, that thing was going to start to move. Like it was made out of animals of some sort. And yeah.
She called Haley a little pony at some point. It was really kind of funny. I really don't know where she was going with that, but it was cute.
Okay. So that's the first two. Ready for Scotty?
Scotty the Body, as Ryan called him.
Ironically.
Yeah.
Scotty's first song was the Alan Jackson song.
Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning? Right.
Which we differ on Alan Jackson. You like him.
Okay. I'm not like an Alan Jackson fan. Like I have all of his CDs. I don't have any. I did see him in concert once though when he did that Rock the Jukebox tour or something like that.
It was Don't Rock the Jukebox.
Yeah. Because I do. I remember.
I want to hear some Jones. That is the kind of music that used to play when I worked at the country radio station in my hometown. And I would go home at night and I would want
to
kill myself.
Cry yourself to sleep.
I would want to beat my wife and kick the dog and drink myself to sleep and then not show up for shows like George
Jones.
Drive
to the beer
store
and your pickup.
Yeah, make a B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Yes.
I only remember that because he had like this big blow up jukebox on the stage or whatever. I don't even remember the songs. But one thing that always stood out to me about Alan Jackson, I always thought was kind of funny. He seemed more like just kind of like a regular guy. Mm-hmm. Randy Travis, too, you know. But I read an interview with him once and somebody was like, you know, well, how do you feel about being a big sex symbol? You know, the women go crazy for you. And he goes, all I know is that nobody was yelling and screaming at me when I was driving a forklift in the Kmart warehouse.
That's nice.
I mean, you know, he knew that obviously his fame made a huge difference in, you know, how appealing he was to anyone.
Sell a couple million albums. It raises you up on the sexy scale a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
The first song that Scotty did was that Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning song, which I detest. I can't. Any of those songs that are about, to me, you cannot encapsulate what happened that day and the feelings everybody feels in one song, especially if it's a country song. And that song to me is basically just, look, I'm a moron. I don't know what's going on. I'm not even sure what channel to watch or what countries are out there, but why can't all these Muslims get along like good Christians? And I've never liked the song. I find it.
You found it preachy?
No, I just found it kind of idiotic. So it's not, and more importantly, back
like
to,
idiotic, like Toby Keith, or is there
like
a different
Ills and Idiotic,
degree?
Yo. Okay, well, you know, it's like in this country, every time we invade someone else, you know, Lee Greenwood goes out and buys a bigger boat. I don't like those songs. I don't. It's just that song. That kind of song is just easy money to me. You're not saying anything. You're just saying nothing in a patriotic way, getting people to follow. I'm not a big fan.
So you don't feel like that actually could have been a song from the heart, something he felt compelled to write?
I don't believe he wrote it.
Really?
I don't think he did. But if he did, to get my political commentary from the same guy that wrote Way Down Yonder in the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a Hoochie Goochie.
I think it's Hoochie Coochie.
Oh, I stand corrected. Pardon me. You're right. That makes total sense.
What's a Hoochie Goochie?
I don't know. But it's a Steven Tyler lyric, actually. But I come not to bury Alan Jackson because he has had quite a career. And, you know, we didn't rock the jukebox at one point at his insistence. So I'll give him that. To me, that's a weird song to do on American Idol almost 10 years after the attacks of September 11th.
I agree.
It would be like singing We Are the World
and
right now.
You know, there have to be other inspirational country songs out there.
Oh, well, there's a bunch. In fact, that horrible Daryl Worley song from a while back was probably more relevant now, that Has You Forgotten or whatever it is. Yeah, that's country music is full of those songs. And Scotty is full of country music. It's a very odd song to me. It doesn't have a great range. It's,
you know,
all
what I
would have
actually liked
lyrics
to hear him sing what? Is the Brad Paisley When I Get Where I'm Going song.
There you go. That's an excellent song. What's the Vince Gill song?
Go Rest High on That
Rest
Mountain.
High on That Mountain, yeah. There you go.
And or it's I got, Still Believe in You. Or
no, not that one. The other one. Those are good songs. They've
did
got,
I ever tell you about the Vince Gill concert I went to?
I'm learning so much about you on these podcasts.
I know.
No.
Did
I ever tell you about the country concert I went to? Because it never happened.
Well, I had free tickets, so that's
Actually, no,
of an
I took
excuse.
You to see Winona Judd this last year, didn't
you
I?
You did, and
with
I like
free tickets.
I like Winona Judd, though.
I thought we were there watching someone go through therapy with a musical
she
soundtrack.
She talks a lot
about her mom.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
You haven't watched her show on Oprah, have you?
No, I saw like some clips of it the other night. And like, I heard that in concert. Like,
yeah.
Me and a couple thousand other people listening to this woman complain
about
her
mom.
When
we saw
her,
like just a couple days later, she was going to be going on Oprah to announce that they were doing a reunion tour. Anyway, you've totally confused me. Oh, Vince Gill.
Yes.
The point that I was going to make about Vince Gill, he likes to change guitars during his concerts a lot. And he comes out, and it's almost like he's tuning the damn things on the stage.
You can pay a guy to do that for you.
Oh, my God. It was horrible, horrible, horrible. And I also realized that some of his songs kind of sound alike because they have a lot of guitar, like a lot of guitar intros.
Right.
And I would think that, you know, he was going to be singing something and it was like a totally different song. But anyway.
He's a good guitarist, but he only knows the three chords. So every song starts the same.
I like Vince Gill, though.
Vince Gill, like I said, he's a good guitarist. He's got a very mellow voice. I've always liked his stuff.
You know, he killed Amy Grant's husband.
She did not.
Okay, she killed his wife.
That might have happened, I think.
Murder-suicide.
It's a murder-suicide. And that's where I'm from. People always screw the order of that up, and it doesn't make the papers.
Who was Amy Grant supposed to be having an affair with or whatever?
Wasn't it Vince Gill?
No. No, I don't think so.
Was it Alice Cooper?
They got together, like, a while, I think, after she got divorced.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of like that whole Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood thing,
right.
Because, you know, they did a song together, Vince Gill and Amy Grant, while she was still married. So it could have been.
And that
like
was Exhibit A in the Grant Monkelstein divorce. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Yes. If we ever split, I will not have recorded an album with anyone in the interim. Just letting you know, I'm not that easy.
You might be leaving me for Tim.
My friend Tim?
Yes.
Timothy Lynn Robertson, my friend of three names?
Yes, your serial killer friend.
My wife kids me because for some reason I refer to all my friends by all of their names, and she says we sound like a pack of serial killers.
Well, how many people do you know that are known by, you know, John Wayne Gacy?
Lee Harvey Oswald. All right. John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, John Wilkes
Booth. Well, all right. Maybe that's it.
Mark David Chapman. What is up with that?
I don't know.
You just have to distinguish them from anyone else that has those names. Mark Chapman's kind of a common name. So Mark David Chapman, you know.
Yeah, I guess
so. That's a serial killer.
Speaking of serial killers, how about Scotty? Okay, the first song I thought was a weird choice. Now, not taking in how I personally feel about the song, I thought it was a weird choice because it's got no range, really. It's just a song. It's just kind of a conversation about that day. And
I also don't find it inspirational. I find it depressing.
Yes, exactly. And why would you want to bring that up? Scotty's...
Well, the Earth song's depressing, too, now that we talk about it.
Right. Don't Stop Believing seems like a great choice now. Yeah. About it. Scotty goes and meets Gaga, and there's a weird kind of chemistry there.
That was hilarious. Well, that was on the second song.
Right.
But the first song was hilarious because, like, the criticism, you know, their critique of him or whatever. They all, of course, just loved him. Jennifer Lopez was actually like, I'm just so in love with you. And you,
somewhere Stefano is like, you bitch, you two timing. She'll break your heart, Scotty. Hello? Is it me? Oh, Stefano. Nice to see Paul and Casey still hanging out in the studio, by the way. I don't think Paul knows he can leave yet. Remember? When he came back with the girls and they sang that Pink song.
He didn't even know the words to.
Yeah, I don't think they had him scheduled to sing. I think he was just taking a nap behind the stage and jumped up on, you know, to start singing. Okay, Scotty's Gaga-influenced second song.
He seemed terrified.
What was it? I've already forgotten.
Youngblood.
That was it. Okay. He seemed high or something. Every stage move that he makes is already a little bit weird because he does the thing with the microphone.
It's very exaggerated.
Right. It was even more so. He's like hunched over looking like he's trying to pop a squat on stage. And
did you see his eyes? He had crazy eyes.
Yeah, he did. And he always holds the mic like a flute, you know, because they've made fun of him that. He was holding the mic in both hands like a giant sub sandwich and bringing it up to his mouth like he was just gonna you know, bite a $5 footlong or something. It was really weird, and that was something Scotty has been money on stage all season. He just went over the top on that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm all for seeing him have fun.
Yeah.
But it just, it seemed like a novelty song, just kind of like when he sang... what the hell?
Swinging.
Yes, that. I keep wanting to say stroking because, you know, I made that joke a couple weeks ago. He might as well have been singing stroking.
And I still am pushing for One Hit Wonder Night on Idol.
That would be awesome. And you wouldn't think that would cost him a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, any of those artists would be like, hell yeah.
How much would it cost to get the rights to Macarena and I'm Too Sexy? Who Let the Dogs Out? Mambo Number 5. Come on. Cost you like $40. You'd be fine. Maybe The Voice should do that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
See, there you go. Now you owe Louis Vega $20.
I didn't sing 30 seconds of it. Is it 30 seconds?
No, it's 12 seconds.
Ooh, 12 seconds.
You gotta watch 12 seconds. It was 12 seconds in television because I cut a lot of stuff off at 10 and a half seconds.
All right.
So Scotty came back. And everybody else goes and gets dressed for their songs and they change outfits. And Scotty just came out wearing one of those work shirts, looks kind of like a tablecloth and jeans. He
looked like a field hand.
It didn't seem like this was a performance. It just seemed like he was out there just singing a song and being goofy for his friends. Yeah. It was like, okay, you remember that moment in all the 80s movies where there would be a lip sync scene? That's what it seemed like to me. He was singing it, but it just seemed like
Ferris Bueller doing Twist and Shout.
Exactly. Like he was playing it for laughs. Like he was going to finish and do Donkashane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think Scotty lost some ground this week.
I thought so too. Right. I wasn't really impressed with either song, but especially not Youngblood. Right. So.
And that leaves us.
But.
Well, go ahead.
Well, just the whole interaction between him and Gaga just really, really cracked me up. I mean, he actually felt like that, I don't know, like he needed to go to church or something after spending some time with her. I don't know what she did to him, but he was like kissing his cross and, you know, saying 500 Hail Marys and all that.
She mentored him in his bathing suit area.
Did you notice the jacket Randy was wearing tonight?
I don't recall.
Well, first of all, it looked like he'd been storing it in a mayo jar.
Yes.
Mayonnaise jar.
I do remember that, yes.
It was like he
found a way to fold it into little squares.
And it was just keep folding. Two different colors. Okay, like on one side it was kind of like a blue, the other side was kind of like a gray. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I want to see what that looks like from behind. You know, it's kind of like Two-Face. It's like Two-Face's jacket. And it just, I didn't like it.
Randy always has something weird on. Like, the other night he had had that jacket. And it looked like a you know, just a quality jacket, a nice little sport coat. And then at one point he stood up and had two giant polka dots on the bottom of it.
It looked like a domino.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Not everybody gets to see that. That's nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. And Jennifer Lopez was wearing like a denim mini dress, looked like from the 80s. I kind of expected like Sarah Jessica Parker to pop out and start singing Square Pegs or something.
Yeah. Hey, but it was better than those loose hammer pants she was wearing during that song last
week. Okay, Jennifer Lopez usually dresses really, really well. Yeah, I mean,
that's one of the first things we noticed about her.
Yeah, I mean, she's clothes. Built really well. Clothes look really good on her. I do not know what she was thinking. I mean, she, to be pretty gross, she looked like she'd taken a dump in her pants. They were not totally flattering in any way.
Yeah.
And they weren't even like hammer pants. You know, if they would have, like, the crotch would have been all the way down to her knees, then, you know, you kind of see what she's going for. But they weren't.
They were like the old sweatpants that the string has come out of.
Yeah. Or just really worn out.
Very strange. Very strange for somebody that you don't expect that from.
Yeah. True. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Now moving on.
Lauren.
I've liked Lauren at times. I've not liked Lauren at times. This year, I felt like she was one of the ones. She was young and she could really use some help on what she was doing and how she was dressing and that sort of thing. I thought she killed tonight.
She did.
What was the first song? The Martina McBride song?
Anyway.
That's an American Idol moment right there. When they light up the stage behind her, that was the stuff.
I thought she did a really, really good job, even if she was wearing the curtains from the Grand Ole Opry.
That's a shout out. You can't do the Porter Wagoner jacket anymore. Paul's off the show, but you can bring the curtains with you.
Did you see it? I mean, the way that the skirt was made, like the skirt was made shorter in the front and longer in the back, but it had a lining kind of, it was kind of like a striped on the inside, and then the outside was kind of like, you know, burgundy or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just reminded me of theater curtains.
Mm-hmm. Most people who see that view are about to walk through those and come out and you know, sing with Buck Owens, you know, so yeah. But the song, I thought she absolutely killed on the song.
She did. She really did a good job.
That was some good quality stuff right there. I was very impressed, and I haven't been impressed with her at times. Mm-hmm. I think she's good. I think she's young. I don't think she gets it. Tonight, I think she got it.
I felt really sorry for her last week when she was in the bottom two. She was just like bawling and crying.
Yeah, because she's, you know, 9 or whatever.
Well, it really would have sucked if she would have gone home and Jacob would have stayed.
Oh, can you imagine what Jacob's song of inspiration would have sounded like?
Oh my God. Like every other song he sings?
When even his songs of desperation sound like songs of inspiration.
He could sing a song about an ice cream cone and would be in tears.
Mm. I think that guy on Tosh did that, didn't he? Now, was Lauren the recipient of our first Randyism?
She was. She was the first. You're in it to win it, dog.
Yeah, yo. In it
Which
to
he
win
says it.
It
like 500 times a show, but not that much this show.
Last show, I think 4 of the 5 contestants got an in it to win it at some point.
And probably even Jacob. Everybody but Haley.
Yes. Everybody's in it to win it. Not you, Haley. Sit down. Everybody's in it to win it. Stand up. Sit down, Haley. Yeah. And I can't. You know, growing up on the Devil Without a Cause album of Kid Rock, I can't hear In It to Win It without following it up with, like, Iserman. I can drink about 15 Heinekens. So I always throw that in there with it. So.
Alrighty then.
Sorry. Kid Rock fan?
Somewhat.
Kid Rock's Devil Without a Cause album with Ball With a Ball on It and Cowboy and Waste of Time and all that. That was that CD was exactly the length it took me to mow the lawn at a house I lived in like the late 90s. So I listened to it a lot. So that's where that comes from. Okay. Second song for Lauren.
Treble.
Yes. Fast, up-tempo song. Except for the one little part at the end where she was a little bit flat, which they replayed on the the little the recap where they put the phone numbers up there, I thought she knocked that one out of the park too.
It was really nice to see her doing something up tempo. She seemed like she was kind of having a good time doing it. It was funny to me, though, that in her little thing with Gaga, she was talking about how she felt really funny about saying she was evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they had to tell her, like, you know, you're playing a character, blah, 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 or whatever.
Hey, at least she could do it. You know, Jacob couldn't do Let's Get It On because he didn't want to think anybody might think he was having sex with a woman.
No one would ever think that, or that he was having sex with anyone.
And last year, the young guy that was on it, didn't they have to change one lyric for him too? Yeah, they did. It was something. It was something about drinking, and he didn't drink, so he changed the lyric to something innocuous.
Hmm.
But you know, I thought she did a great job with it. And now to bring me back to what I said about 35 minutes ago, at this point, I still think James is a lock for the finals, but I think Lauren's going to make it there instead of Scotty.
That's possible.
Here's my thoughts. This week you lose Haley because the judges hate her. And you know, they will run her down every chance they get, even when she does well. And I think she's done well. But, she, you know, there's of the four, she's got the most holes in her swing, so to speak. She goes home. Then next week, if you like country music, and a lot of people that watch Idol do for some reason, if you like it, who gets your vote? James gets the votes for everybody. James's his camp is united. But the other two, and I would say the Haley camp, if she gets voted out, I'm not sure where their votes get, but I don't think it goes in a whole block to either of the other three contestants. So next week you would have James, and then you'd have Scotty the Body and Lauren splitting that vote to see who goes on.
Well, I think that because there are more women mm-hmm. voters, at right. least, on American Idol than men, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking it might be Scotty. And just based on things I've seen on my Facebook, there are a lot of Scotty fans out there.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, he was my... Actually, he's been my pick to win it pretty much. Because I think in the end, I don't know. After the last 2 years of the person who was clearly the best and most polished singer not winning because they were a little bit
weird.
Off-center
mm-hmm.
from what mainstream America expects... I don't know if I can pick James over Scotty or over Lauren at this point. I think he's a better singer. I think he's more polished, but I don't know if they can pull the trigger at that point.
I'm beginning to think that East Texas is mainstream America because, like, everybody that I know around here wouldn't have voted for Adam Lambert. And right. most of the people that I know around here would vote for Scotty over James.
Right. But on the good side, you know, we're white, so they like us. You know, come on.
What?
I'm just trying to think of some bonus to living here. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Well, there isn't one.
Hey,
it's hotter than hell. I mean, it's already in the 90s this week. It's been in the 90s.
It's been hotter in Ames, Iowa this week than it has been here in East Texas.
I don't care. It's,
you want me to move you to Ames, Iowa? Is that what you want?
It's too hot.
Oh, this isn't even hot yet.
I know, and you think that makes me feel better.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to say, was it? It's like,
it's not even hot yet.
When you do that voice.
We walked outside like this weekend, and I'm like, oh my God, it's so hot. It's the
but
humidity.
You whine a lot. How do I know when you're really serious?
You're never going to hear me stop whining about the heat down here. It's ridiculous. I don't know why anyone lives here.
Good to know. Well, you know, my mom and dad live in Beaumont. They have those mosquito gardens. They got a great crop this year. We're going down for the humidity festival. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fantastic. Okay, any other Idol thoughts? I think Haley goes home this week.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And then, I'm telling you, that vote's going to split with... if Scotty sucks next week, and I think he's had a couple of good ones, I think tonight he sucked, honestly. Of the four, I would probably put Lauren's performance, especially singing a song that country people know and love. Everybody loves Martina McBride. And singing it well, I think she took a big step.
Well, if you just think about their second performances,
mm-hmm.
Scotty definitely, I think, is in the bottom of those four.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that hunkering around on stage, that was awkward.
It wasn't even that. It was the crazy eyes are what got me. His facial expressions are really weird.
And he's been told about that. They've kidded him about it. It's like the holding the mic.
And unlike
like a
James,
thing. Yeah.
He actually has control over them, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. obviously James has some weird little mannerisms or whatever, but we know that he has no control over that. But Scotty does that crap on purpose. It's like he thinks it makes him look sexy or I don't know what it is.
Scotty is 17. Scotty does not know what he is yet. He knows what kind of music he wants to sing, and he's good at it. He wants to sing country music. Every song he sings, whether it's a country song or not, the first line of it, he's going to do that country thing where he starts as low as he can go and comes into it. He's going to sing it like a country song. He's going to perform it like a country song. But on stage, he is just impersonating people he's seen. He doesn't have his moves down yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, like that makes sense.
You see Steven Tyler on stage. You don't have to hear the song. You could see a silhouette of him running around humping the mic stand. You know it's him. You know he has been at this for 40 years. He's got his patter down. He has a certain style. Scotty's not there yet. And Scotty tonight he stepped out and it was just weird. It was noticeably awkward.
You think David Lee Roth can still do a toe touch?
I bet that's one of the few things he can still do, yes. Why haven't we seen bands being fronted by bastard sons of David Lee Roth yet?
You'd think there'd be a lot of them out there.
Okay, Van Halen started touring in 78 with the first album, I guess. That's a 98. You know, his kids are mid-30s by now, I would think. Why have none of them fronted a band? Come on. Give us something. I mean, Eddie Van Halen's kid's playing with him now. Come on.
Oh, that's...
And see, again, that's how much people love bass players, Randy Jackson. They don't care. They'll let their kid play bass. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I thought I was kind of ticked that they kicked Michael Anthony out of the band or whatever.
You picked the wrong side in a family feud. You're going to have to deal with the consequences.
I guess.
And if I was Michael
God,
Anthony...
God, now it's a whole band of Van Halens.
Yeah. If I was Michael Anthony, I would be more loyal, no matter how big of an asshole they were, to the guys whose name was on the band. You know? The guy you can't kick out of the band.
It's not the Van Hagars.
No, exactly. No, and I'm not even sure which singer they're on speaking terms with right now. I know
not,
that...
Oh, it's not Sammy.
But it can't
He's been doing his book tour. And...
But it can't be Dave for very long, because every time you hang around with David Lee Roth, like... They're together, and then like 2 weeks later, that's like, well, you can't stand to work with Dave anymore. But nobody wants to see you play with Gary Cherone, for God's sakes. You got to pick one of them, you know? Excuse me. Those bands from the 80s, it's so funny watching bands from the 80s who barely got along enough in the 80s to make money, still trying to do it.
I don't really care what they had to put up with yeah. David Lee Roth. They should have at least toured with him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, who wouldn't go see that?
I would go. Yeah.
I mean, anybody our age would be like, holy shit, Van Halen's back together.
We would all turn into a nation of Jeff Spicoli's.
Okay, yes. I remember the year that they were supposed to be getting back together. Mm-hmm. I can
with
remember hearing it
the
on
greatest
the radio.
Album with
I was like,
Magic and
yeah,
Can't
I was
stuff
floating
anymore.
Around in my mom's pool. It was the middle of summer, and they announced, you know, that David Lee Roth was back with Van Halen. And I'm like...
And then they played a song, and they came back and went, we need to cancel that. And David Lee Roth has gone on stage with Van Halen at the VMAs and just shit the bed.
Yeah.
And somebody
totally
shit
pissed
on the
Eddie
coats.
Off.
And they pretty much broke up right there.
Yeah.
You know what? The VMAs are not good for bands because that's also where Poison broke up. Remember? They were
Did
CC supposed
walk
to...
off stage? Is that
the... No, he played the wrong song.
Oh, okay.
I believe that was the VMAs. They were supposed to do like the new song, and instead CC played the only song he could remember, which was Talk Dirty to Me, which was like 5 years old at that point, and they had to go with it. Yeah, those live MTV performances. Remember, that's when Chris Novoselic from Nirvana knocked himself unconscious that New Year's Eve show with his bass. That was funny. He's made a lot of money off that. I can say this.
Was it the VMAs funny. That Bret Michaels got his
hemorrhage? Got his brain hemorrhage from that giant curtain.
What show was it? It was some kind of award show.
It was an
award
show. I think it might have been the Grammys.
I don't know. But
you know, a big curtain like that hits me on the head and suddenly I brain hemorrhage like a week later.
I don't think that was a curtain. That was actually like a wall coming down. I really don't think it was a curtain.
Now, whatever it is, it knocked him off his pins.
Uh-huh.
So none of this is really American Idol related though, so Bret Michaels is
far
too old.
Any of these people could end up judges on American Idol next year.
You know what? That's true.
Wouldn't you love to see David Lee Roth as a judge?
David Lee Roth could be at least as coherent as Steven Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be better because Steven Tyler likes to sing along with people and jump up and play the drums. Dave can't do that. Dave sings flat as a hammer every single time, and we love it. You know, he'd be singing, and the people on stage would be like adjusting their monitors. What's wrong? Why am I so sharp? What's going on? I don't know if the center holds here, if we get Randy and J-Lo and Steven Tyler back for another year. I'm hoping not.
I
think you need new blood. If you don't have the originals and you don't have Simon, you might as well just keep rotating it because, you know, it's being in entertainment, you got to keep moving
forward. Well, the novelty's worn off.
Yes.
You know,
he is a novelty. And J-Lo is not helping a whole lot either.
She's better than he is, but still.
She is better than he is, baby. So, baby. Okay, American Idol is done. My vote is that Haley's gone this week, not because she's bad, just because they don't like her, and they've been making fun of her now for a couple of weeks. So, we do remind you, our Tuesday podcast, the Donkey Taco podcast, where we made fun of a lot of things, including our shirtless cable installer and the yard guy that broke my house. That is up at the site, if you can find that.
With our trivia contest.
We'll give you until
Friday.
Friday. You got to get down by Friday. We'll say Friday midnight. We'll announce it on maybe the Celebrity Apprentice winner. How about that?
Maybe
give people until Friday. but anyway, if just listen to it, we give you some TV theme songs during it, and some hints to them as well. Mail your answers, Gmail them to donkeytaco@gmail.com. And whoever wins it, if everybody gets all of them right, we'll draw for a winner. If we just get one, we'll give that person a $10 Amazon gift card. So one of those going away.
And both of us have been much more active on Twitter lately.
Right.
So you can follow us on Twitter. Are you ever going to start tweeting under the Donkey Taco?
Stucky's still got that. So.
Okay. Well, mine's Apple Tree Design.
Right.
From my... business a couple years ago, and
right.
Yours
in a house we didn't buy. So that's mine is Read About It, REIDABOUTIT. Read as in my name, REID, which no one ever spells correctly. So
I do.
You do, right? And that's why we fell in love.
That's it.
All right, so you can do that.
I can spell words correctly. I remember how shocked you were that I could like string a sentence together and spell everything correctly.
A lot of what we did in the early days of our relationship was just chatting on the internet and exchanging emails and that kind of thing. Well, not everybody can do that, which I learned when I finally got on the internet. A lot of people wouldn't know the difference between your and your you are if you beat them over the head with a bat. So I'm just saying, remember this. And if there's one thing I can pass on, remember, ladies, knowledge is sexy. Did that come off anywhere close to what I was hoping for?
That was hot.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. More American Idol tomorrow. If Haley doesn't go, I don't know what's going to happen. We'll check it back next week. Enjoy the week, everybody.